www.thebeatmedia.com. Now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of Thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
You know, earlier in the show, we've been talking about the dichotomy, some of the huge problems involving both Republicans and Democrats in this country. It's kind of like you put them in a sack and shake them up. It wouldn't matter who you pulled out. You're going to get the same. One of the most outspoken proponents of the problems of the two-party system in this country is a guy I've admired for years, Governor Jesse Ventura. Former governor of Minnesota, who was elected as independent. He's a former U.S. Navy SEAL, professional wrestler, movie actor, best-selling author, a visiting fellow at Harvard Kennedy School of Government. This guy's done it all, and I'm a big fan of the governor. Hey, Governor, welcome to the show today.
Hi, Jim. Great to be here. Maybe it's just that I can't hold a job for over 4 years.
Well, you've had some pretty impressive ones there, Governor. And so,
well, the reason being, I guess it's kind of in my psych. After about 4 or 5 years, I get bored with what I'm doing, and I like to seek out something new and go on a new life adventure all the time.
Governor, we've got a lot to talk about, but let me just put one question to you. Okay,
sure.
You got to go, but you've gone on to the better world after this one, and the good Lord says, Jesse, I'm going to give you one more chance to go back and pick the thing you like the best. We're going to give you about a year to go back down there and relive the one thing that you did that gave you the most satisfaction, that really got you fired up. You've done so many things. What would you pick?
Well, Jim, unfortunately, I'm going to have to give you a politician answer on that. I really couldn't do it because at the different stages of my life, they were all the most important thing I was doing. And, you know, as you get older, and which I'm 61 years old now, you know, your life changes, your mind changes. So yeah, it's too difficult a question for me to answer. I liked them all at the time that I was doing them, or I would not have done them.
Kind of like in picking your favorite girlfriend of the past, you know. I love them all, huh?
So, all right. I suppose so.
Okay, Governor. And I want to tell our listeners, the Governor's got a great new book. I've got a lot of questions for him, but go to my website at jimbrownusa.com. The book is called Demo Crips and Reblood Recons, No More Gangs in Government. Great book. I read it here over the weekend. Again, you can order it on our website at jimbrownusa.com. And I want to tell Governor, we've got a big, big listenership up in New Jersey, WVNJ, 1160 AM. You got a book signing this afternoon up there, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I'll be at the Barnes & Noble in Basking Ridge, New Jersey at 2 o'clock today and over on 120 Mountain View Boulevard. And then at 7 tonight, I'll be at the Barnes & Noble 176-60 Union Turnpike in Fresh Meadows, New York. So both of them in the general area.
That's super. How'd the signing go at Bookends yesterday? I think you were in Ridgewood in New Jersey, weren't you, yesterday?
Yeah, Bookends is always a great signing. I think it's about my third or fourth time there now. I mean, it's like a home away from home. It's a terrific bookstore, and they're always wonderful people.
Well, that's super. I hope you listeners up there on WVNJ will get out and say and meet the governor personally and get an autographed copy of his book. Governor, let me ask you this. Earlier on the show, I did a segment where I kind of wondered, did it really make that much difference? I looked at health care and finances and looked at both parties, and they all talk a good game. But as I've said repeatedly, you can stick them in a sack and shake them up. It wouldn't make much difference who you pulled out. With so many endemic problems in this country today, give us your thoughts from the book. How do you size up all this rhetoric as we move into this presidential election?
Well, you're exactly correct. It does not make any difference. And, you know, I ran as an independent, and one of the standard things you always hear, if you vote for a third person or somebody that's not part of these two gangs, as I call them, that you're wasting your vote. I'd like to reverse that thought and tell people that if you vote for a Democrat or Republican, you're wasting your vote because you're going to get the same government. It doesn't matter who. They're both completely bought off now. The saddest thing thing that happened in this country, which I believe could be the downfall of our country, is the Supreme Court making a ruling that corporations have the same rights as individuals and that money is free speech. I'm waiting for the next bank robber to use as his defense while I was just practicing my free speech when I took the money.
Great. Good analogy there. And you know, you're right. The dollars that have flown into these elections and the massive influence of private interests, just enormous. And Governor, you can probably relate that to Congress too. The lobbying that goes on in Congress.
Well, Jim, let me tell you this. We point out in the book that these major corporations, they spend more on lobbyists than what they pay in taxes.
Unbelievable.
I mean, that should speak volumes to people. And get this scenario. I don't mind. I mean, I mind all the money that they put into elections, but there should be open disclosure so that we citizens know who is sending this money. They don't even have to do that now with these super PACs. So get this scenario. Our election could actually be controlled by another country. Because all they'd have to do is form a corporation, and they can pump unlimited funds into our election process. There's no open disclosure, so therefore it could all be done secretly, and it could very well be that another country could elect your next president by the money they put in our country now.
And in this day and age, with the uncertainty in the world and the various political agendas, that's not out of the realm of possibility, is it? That's just not a far-fetched conclusion of the what-if. That is a possibility.
Well, look at it this way. Corporations are no longer restricted. They're just not United States corporations. Most big corporations are now international corporations. So the corporations that are putting the money into our election aren't even U.S. corporations. They're multinational ones, which unbelievable. I mean, if people don't rise up on this one, I just fear for my country.
Talking to Governor Jesse Ventura, the very popular former governor of Minnesota, ran as an independent. Nobody can get elected as independent on a big level. Maybe you could get to be a police juror or a sheriff, but you can't do. Well, Jesse Ventura did. His new book, Democrips and Rebloodlicans, No More Gangs in Government. Get it off our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Governor, let me ask you this if I can. I thought a real fascinating part of your book was talking about how we have contracted out our wars. We don't fight wars with American volunteer citizens to some degree anymore, due to some degree, but we've contracted to the corporations fighting these wars all over the world or defending ourselves all over the world.
Absolutely. We're sending mercenaries, which do not fall under the Uniform Code of Military Justice or anything like that. They're cowboys out there. They can get away with anything they want to do, and it's just pathetic. You know, when I got out of the service way back in 1975, I felt the draft was completely unfair because the poor kids went to war and the rich kids like Dick Cheney went to college. And so I worked against the draft. Unfortunately, now I think we need to bring the draft back. But we need to bring it back and make it fair. You should not get a deferment just because you're rich and you can go to college. And the reason I say we need to bring the draft back is because when little Johnny in the neighborhood doesn't want to go and he gets drafted and then a year later comes home in a body bag, well, that has an effect on the neighborhood. This professional military now and these mercenaries we're using, that has no effect because general sentiment is, well, they wanted to do it and they're being paid to do it.
No doubt about it, Governor. You're right on. You're right on there. And it with the draft goes volunteerism, and we just kind of gotten away from our country. I made a comment earlier in the show about the 9/11 celebrations here a few weeks ago. Very little remembrance of what we went through because we just don't stand up for our country. Hey, Governor, I got to take a quick pause. Can you hang on? Just do one more quick segue with me. Got some great more questions to ask you.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll be here.
Governor Jesse Ventura, wonderful new book called Democrips and Republicans. It ought to be mandatory reading for all you folks that really are concerned about your country and how both parties seem to be selling us down the river. No more gangs in government, says the governor. Go to our website, get it at www.jimbrownusa.com. I'll come back with Governor Jesse Ventura. Freshen up your coffee, and we'll be right back with you in the Common Sense Show.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
True or false? Some contractors do business illegally without even knowing it.
It's true. I'm Stephen Klein, chairman of NAPAC, the National Association of Professionally Accredited Contractors. We help contractors operate their businesses properly to avoid government or private fines and lawsuits.
So someone may think their contract is legal, but it may not be?
That's right. The laws constantly change and it's hard to keep up with. NAPAC constantly monitors the law state by state. We have the documents contractors need to operate safe and sound.
Why not just go to a lawyer?
You could, but most don't understand how home improvement really works. At NAPAC, we have the forms, guides, and agreements contractors need, approved by the nation's top remodeling law firm.
And now NAPAC will review any home improvement contract for basic compliance for free?
Absolutely free, but for a limited time only.
Scan both sides of your contract and email it to info@napac.net. info@napac.net. For a free confidential contract review, info@napac.net.
What's going on with food prices? Have you noticed how your favorite ice cream is now 14 ounces instead of a pint? Round-trip airfares into 9 major cities has increased 44% in just 1 year. Ask your 18 to 25-year-old what it costs to buy some nice fashionable jeans. $300? And yet not one person in 100 realizes these prices reflect government spending and Federal Reserve Bank dollar printing. Gold in the last 10 years has increased 450%, while the dollar's purchasing power is declining daily. My name is Daniel Larson. I work at Midas Resources. To learn more about how gold and silver can protect your dwindling purchasing power and your IRA accounts, call 1-800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. Daniel Larson, 800-686-2237, extension 134.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
The popular former governor of Minnesota is my guest, Jesse Ventura, written a great new book, Dimma Chips and Reblooded Cants. Get it off our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. And those of you listening on WVNJ, got a large listenership there, 1160 AM. The governor's going to be at 2 o'clock today, Barnes & Noble College, 120 Mountain View Boulevard, Baskin Ridge, New Jersey, and at 7 o'clock tonight at the Barnes & Noble in Fresh Meadows, New Jersey. So you got a chance to go out and meet the governor. personally. Governor, let me ask you this. On the show earlier, we had a spot for former Governor Gary Johnson of Arizona, who's running for president as an independent. And not that well known. I kind of like the guy. He's, runs triathlons, and I like his work ethic. But, he's not really well known at all. You have become an icon in this country. Everybody knows about Governor Jesse Ventura. And I'm sure a number of people have talked to you about some national aspirations. You ever think there's a possible presidential run in it for you in the future?
Well, first of all, I need to correct a couple things, Jim, if I can. A lot of people, the title's kind of tongue-twisting to them. It's Demo Crips and Rebloodlicans, because it patterns after the two street gangs in L.A., the Crips and the Bloods.
I got you good. I didn't make that tie.
They've even stolen the gang's color codes, because a Democratic state is blue. Well, that's the color of the Crips, and naturally the Bloods' color is red. What's a red state? That's a Republican state. So they've even stolen the gang's color codes. But and then I need to correct you too. Gary Johnson was the former governor of New Mexico, Arizona.
Good. I'm sorry on that.
No, that's okay. As you said, he's not well known, but I'm supporting him 100%. And I urge people out there, if you're truly angry at your government, then don't vote for Democrats. There's an alternative, and especially the Ron Paul supporters. Ron Paul in 1988 was a libertarian. Gary Johnson is the libertarian candidate for governor, so I urge Ron Paul supporters, vote for Gary Johnson. As far as my political aspirations go, well, I made a bold brass statement on this press tour. I said if they want me to run for president, if this country desires me to make a run for the presidency, it'll have to be grassroots, because I advocate for the abolishment of all political parties. I don't think I'd ever align with a political party, and it would require them to start now, and two things would have to be met. I would have to have a grassroots movement to get me ballot access in all 50 states, and I would have to have a solid grassroots movement that they would rise up to ensure that I would be in the debates. Because if you're not allowed in the debates, there's no chance you have to win. And when I run for political office, I don't run to make a statement. I run to win.
Yeah, and those parties control that very well. We've got a former governor of Louisiana, Buddy Romer, who was running for a good bit, went to all the states, and in some of those states got 2-3% that he thought qualified him, but he was cut out of the debate. They wouldn't let him get on the debate.
Well, you know why? Because it's the two parties that control who can do it.
No doubt about it.
It's not an independent group. The last time we had an independent group was the National League of Women Voters way back in 1992 when Ross Perot ran 20 years ago. Well, that scared them so bad that they took the debates away from the National League of Women Voters, and they formed the Federal Debate Commission, which is headed by two former gang leaders.
And, Governor, I think you made that point in your book that when our founding fathers built this country, there was no system put in place where you had to have these two parties and these two parties were going to be there to basically run our government. You didn't have all that party stuff when the most enlightening time of our country's history was put into place.
Absolutely not. My chapter 2 I devote to my allies, and I think I have 3 pretty good ones. The father of our country, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and John Adams. They all were very outspoken that political parties should not get control of the government. And lo and behold, naturally, we're not listening to them. And I think it's high time that we do.
Now, Governor, how about the media? You don't seem to have quite the independence in the media talking about what your book says, what I believe in. And we kind of got a wimpy media out there that seems to be tied into their ownership philosophy or maybe the advertisers. We don't see much independence in the media anymore.
Not a bit. They're not wimpy media. It's the fact that they're also corporate owned. So the corporations not only are controlling the political parties and controlling our government, they're controlling what our forefathers had as our fourth branch of government was supposed to be the media, and the media's job was to watchdog the other three. And I heard Dan Rather talk the other day, and it was very interesting, because back when he reported on George Bush's military record, it was completely factual and completely true, and he got fired for it. So So telling the truth gets you fired today in the media. But worse than that was what Rather said. He said 20 years ago, there were roughly 40 independent media outlets where you could get information from. Due to the corporate takeovers, now we're down to four.
Well, that's right. That's right. And, you know, the evening news is going to be a thing of the past. You're not going to see the Brian Williams or the guys in the 5:30 news. You all have to go to cable, and we all know that cable has a very strong bias, so you're going to get less and less of that coming up the months and years to come.
Oh, without a doubt. And those shows, people need to understand, like, I'm banned from Fox, and I can't even get on MSNBC. And people need to understand that those are not news shows. Those are entertainment shows. Those people are entertainers with a political agenda.
Governor, you've been a great guest, and I hope I can talk to you again in the future. You ever been down this way? You ever been down to New Orleans, down in Louisiana?
Are you kidding? I've been to the Mardi Gras. I love New Orleans. My wife and I, 37 years, always loved to go to New Orleans. But my problem today is I can't fly anymore because I refuse to. I have metal in my body. So I'm subjected. When I go through, I could go through naked. It's going to set it off. I sued Homeland Security and TSA under my Fourth Amendment rights. It was thrown out of court by the federal judge. She said she didn't have jurisdiction. Now, how can that be when you're suing under the Bill of Rights and she's a federal judge? And that's what they do with every case against the TSA or Homeland Security. You can't go to court. So, Jim, people need to know when you go to an airport, you are not protected by the Bill of Rights. You are not protected by the Constitution. And even the rules of the TSA fall under national security. So you're not even allowed to know what the rules are to be able to judge if you're being abused.
Governor, we could talk for hours on this. Got to go. But look, we thoroughly enjoyed having you on the show. Good luck to you on the book tour. Hope our listeners in New Jersey will be up there this evening at Baskin Ridge, New Jersey, Barnes & Noble, the Barnes & Noble in Fresh Meadows tonight at 7. Good luck to you, Governor. Hope we can talk to you again in the future.
Okay, Jim, thank you, and keep up the good work.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Governor Jesse Ventura, what a guy. No More Gangs in Government, Demo Crips and Rebloodly Cants is his book. Get it on our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. And you can check my website there. I write columns every week. You can sign up, put your email in. I'll send you a weekly notice about what we're going to have on the show, what we're doing on the show, and also all about my new column. Great guest with the governor. Glad to have him on the show. Hey, let's take a pause. We're going to come on back. We're going to talk about eating healthy, the best kind of popcorn. We're on the roll here on the Common Sense Show. Freshen up your coffee. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, you know, we're getting into the fall football season. Down in the South, and we've got a lot of listeners in the South, it's too darn hot to go out and barbecue in the summertime. A lot of people do if you're more in listenership on the West Coast or in the northern part of the country. But we do a lot of barbecuing in the fall. Night football game, do the barbecuing. And how do you do good barbecue, particularly if you're like me? You know, I'm trying to be heart healthy. I don't eat a lot of meat, and therefore I'm kind of a semi-vegan. Are there ways to make that kind of stuff tasty? Well, John Slim, my next guest, says there is. He's got a great new cookbook out called Grilling Vegan Style. He's written a number of books, novels, cookbooks. Guys from a large brewing family up in Pennsylvania. John, glad to have you on the show with us today.
Hey, I am so happy to be with you guys. And you are right. Grilling does not stop when summer ends. Grilling is now a year-round thing to do, and especially now, like you said, during tailgating season, we're all geared up for that.
Now, John, if you take a nothing better than having some pork ribs or a steak, whatever you want to put on that grill, but the fact remains that some of us that are trying to stay a little healthy do eat vegan. Bill Clinton's got the craze going. He look at all the weight he's lost. He looked like $1 million at the Democratic convention. But some people say, look, you're going to take a soy burger, or you're going to take some kind of a vegan meat you get at a Whole Foods. You can't barbecue that. There's no taste to it. You think you can. Can you convince me you can?
Well, you know what? I'll tell you. I think there is that myth out there that vegan food is just blah and boring. And, I've taken it on as my personal mission to blast right through that. And that may be the case somewhere else, but it will never be the case in my cookbook. So I have things in, my new grilling book called Grilling Vegan Style, things like halftime pizza with asparagus, mushrooms, and sun-dried tomatoes. This is done on the grill. Seventh-inning stretch tacos, done on the grill. Flame Day fries, done on the grill. a whole chapter of really delicious homemade veggie burgers done on the grill. And even something, you know, for all our friends out there who love hot wings, I have a meatless version called Seitan Flares done on the grill. And I'll tell you what, you'll never miss the hot wings. You know, it's my goal with Grilling Vegan Style to have a party that everyone's invited to, a bona fide party in a book that everyone will enjoy.
And what I found, too, is, you know, we'll often grill at my house or with friends, and they'll grill either the vegan meat or they'll grill the real meat. But the vegetables will be cooked, you know, in the oven. You do that in the kitchen. But you really are, and I like this idea, and you're talking about grilling tomatoes, and you're talking about grilling, you know, any number of vegetables that really can add additional taste rather than just putting them in the oven and just or just stick them in the microwave or something like that. So you're a big believer in using that grill for vegetables.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, I'm a firm believer that you can try everything at least once on the grill. You know, what's the worst that can happen? Vegetables take on a whole new flavor profile when they're put on a grill. So grill is not just for meats or, you know, the meat analogs, as we call them, which are the meatless dishes. Yeah, asparagus is amazing on the grill. Tomatoes, who would have thought? Corn on the cob, which, you know, we're getting the tail end of, at least up here, amazing on the grill. And not only vegetables, but fruit. You know, one of the recipes in my book that's getting a lot of attention, people are getting a kick out of it, grilled watermelon. I call it my tattooed watermelon salad. Watermelon on the grill with a little smoked sea salt, out of this world.
Well, it shows you can be creative. And John's book, by the way, Grilling Vegan Style, you can find it on our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. And then I like your other book. You got another book out right now, The Tipsy Vegan, where you saying, you know, interesting title, but you can take those vegetables and maybe add a little flavor through some wine and by the way, you get your title. What's the brewery that you have, a family brewery, don't you, Nathan, that we would recognize?
Yeah, I was going to say, can you tell I come from a brewing family?
Yeah.
That's like a tipsy vegan. And actually, before I went vegan, my most well-known book was The Ultimate Beer Lover's Cookbook. So for beer lovers out there, you know, they might want to check that out as well. My family's brewery is actually one of the oldest in the country, which is a tradition we're very proud of. It was founded by my great-great-grandfather in the 1870s. It's the Straw Brewery here in Pennsylvania.
Oh, sure. No.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, it's a tradition that we're very proud of, because in this day and age, not too many of those original breweries are still with the founding family. So we have a lot of fun with it. You know, I'm always asked, do I work at the brewery? And I always have to say, I think my cousins are happy to send me off into the books. I think they're afraid if I'd get on that assembly line, it would turn into that scene from I Love Lucy in the Chocolate Factory when everything went crazy. So they let me go write the boozy cookbooks and...
And I like the idea. Like, I'm looking here at Towering Spaghetti Inferno, and you see, you know, you add a little little dry vermouth or, you know, Marcella wine. I mean, you can do so many interesting things. You talk about baking peaches and, you know, to pick up the sugar content and give the flavor, put a little concho in there. You can use a number of flavoring devices where you add a little wine or some kind of a mixed drink and give a little extra taste to it. And that don't mean you got to be an alcoholic or anything like that. Just put it in there for flavor. I mean, I put a little sherry in my turtle soup, which is an institution down here. You know, it just gives the addition, brings out a whole different flavor.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, talk about tailgating. In the Tipsy Vegan, there's an amazing recipe for salsa a la vodka. You always have to have that salsa at a tailgating party. Now you toss a little vodka in it, you're good to go. There's tequila seduces guacamole. You know, this was my first vegan cookbook that I wrote. It came out last November, and I really wanted that to be my first one because I wanted to show everyone that just how fun vegan eating can be. There's nothing mysterious or boring about it, and especially when you add a little alcohol.
Well, As I say, I'm not 100% vegan, but I just try to eat, very light on the meat. I'll have, steak, a little chicken, and love fish. You can't live in my part of the country and not have fish, but we grill our fish. But basically, I've found some very creative recipes and neat little restaurants. If you go looking for them, where you can find some real good flavor, and before you know it, you say, this stuff ain't too bad. And you certainly have accentuated that in your cookbook, Grilling Vegan Style. So, go ahead, John.
Well, and, to that point, I come from western Pennsylvania, so I completely hear you. We are immersed in the hunting and meat-eating culture here. So you can just imagine. But I love that because it's giving me a whole new perspective. And, my cookbooks are what I call small town friendly because I wanted to be sure that my family, friends, and neighbors in my small town can go to our grocery stores and on occasion our local, liquor stores and get all the ingredients they need for my recipes, just like my big city pal. So there's nothing really that out of the ordinary. Most of the ingredients in my vegan cookbooks are ingredients that you probably already have in your house.
Well, you did a great job with it. The book is Grilling Vegan Style, 125 fired up recipes to turn every bit into backyard barbecue. And I'm a big barbecuer. I tell you what, I've circled a couple and I've got the ingredients. And, I didn't really think of the tattooed watermelon. That's a new one but I'm going to try it. I'll tell you what we're going to do,
right,
John. We barbecue every weekend. I'm going to try four or five of these recipes in the next month. I'm going to call you in about a month. We're going to get you back on the show, and I'll let you know kind of how successful I've been. How does that sound?
Oh, that would be great. I would love that.
Good.
Have so much fun with those recipes.
Well, the book's on our website at www.jimbrownusa.com, Grilling Vegan Style and the Tipsy Vegan by John Slim. Really interesting stuff if you like to cook, and you live in my part of the country. We love to cook. John, thanks for spending some time with us. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you here soon.
Hey, thanks a million. I can't wait to talk to you again.
Okay, bye-bye. You got to have some fun when you eat, and there's more to life than just steak and potatoes. Nothing wrong with steak and potatoes. Look, how about popcorn? Are you a popcorn freak? 200 million Americans are. I eat popcorn two or three times a week, but you can make that pretty healthy. The right oils, non-saturated fat. I use olive oil. I use linseed oil. And so we're going to come back and tell you how to make the very best. Boy, how about this show? Jesse Ventura on One Start. Turn around, you got how to fix popcorn. Stay tuned. Common Sense Show with Jim Brown. Right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Are you a homeowner? Is your basement or crawl space damp and musty? Is your indoor air stagnant and stale? So listen up. This is the occasion contractor, Michael King. I've been telling you for a while now, hey, I got the solution. That's right, Easy Breathe Ventilation. Easy Breathe dramatically improves your indoor air by replacing contaminated air with fresh air. Easy Breathe also removes damaging moisture from your home, basement, or crawl space, reducing the chance for toxic mold to grow. Easy Breathe is the affordable way to protect your home and your health. You see, the best part, it only costs us pennies a day to operate. Unlike a costly dehumidifier, maintenance-free, and a 10-year warranty. A 10-year warranty! This is a no-brainer. Start protecting your home and your health right now. Call the professionals at Easy Breathe, easybreathe.com, 1-866-822-7328. That's 866-822-7328. Easybreathe.com. Let Easy Breathe exhale so you can inhale.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Well, we talked about grilling those vegetables. I'll tell you, when the evening comes around, I want to sit down and watch a good ball game or watch a movie. I got to have popcorn. I'm a popcorn freak. I pop it all the time. Popped it all my life. How about this microwave popcorn? You eat that? A lot of people do. You pay a lot of money for it. Got John Bigal here with me right now. He is the author of Making Perfect Popcorn. He's going to tell us the right way to do it and what makes good sense. John, welcome to the Common Sense Show today.
Well, thank you for having me, Jim.
Hey, and let's talk about this. Now, I was amazed at the figures that you put out that over 200 million people in the U.S. alone love and eat popcorn on a regular basis. That's a lot of popcorn being sold, isn't it?
That sure is.
John, you're a physicist. You're a former CEO of a company. You're also a popcorn aficionado like I am. Tell us now, give us your secret. I'm going to give you mine. But I want you to go first. Tell us the best way you'd like to make popcorn.
Okay, Jim. If you don't mind, what I would like to do is kind of introduce what most people out there today, I'd say 80 to 90% of popcorn lovers out there actually eat microwave popcorn. And that's all well and good, but a lot of them don't know what else they're actually eating and breathing. And I'd like to let you know exactly what you are consuming besides the popcorn when you have microwaves. Okay, first of all, the lining of the microwave bag is coated with a chemical called perfluorooctanic acid. A lot easier to say PFOA. This is a known carcinogen. And Dana Farber has done a lot of work and found that it can cause infertility in women. But also, it's linked to a potential liver, pancreatic, and testicular cancer. And the EPA now has put a proclamation out to, there's about six or seven manufacturers right now that make these bags that has this PFOA lining kit. And they basically said it has to be completely removed by 2015. Unfortunately, that's a long time here, but some people continue to eat away at the popcorn. But here's what happens. This PFOA in the bag, when it's being microwaved, the vapors actually it actually vaporizes at 300 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, you're going to say, well, that's pretty hot. But in order for popcorn to pop, believe it or not, the temperature of the kernels has to reach somewhere between 400-450 degrees. So this temperature of 300 easily exceeded. What does that mean? That means that when you are breathing in this, what you think is a wonderful smell, you're also breathing in this it's carcinogenic, this PFOA.
That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable. I had no idea, and I don't eat a lot of microwave popcorn. Occasionally, if I'm desperate and I don't have any regular to pop around, but you're saying that that can pose a serious health threat to you, the lining within the microwave bag itself. Didn't know that.
Yeah, exactly. And also, a lot of people like their butter or butter flavor. So you buy your microwave, a lot of times they'll buy it with a butter paste to it. It's an artificial. It's made from diacetyl, which is a ketone. Some people claimed, oh, we've taken it out of there now. But what they replaced it with is another ketone that basically it actually, a lot of people have lung issues with diacetyl, and it can induce asthmatic attacks. So you've got that to deal with. The other thing is they put the oils have been hydrogenated,
yeah.
Making them containing saturated and trans fats. And, of course, they typically have excess salt. And then if you think that's not enough, you realize that when you buy your microwave popcorn, you're paying 10 times the amount of just regular popcorn. So, and then, of course, you know, when you're breathing in these carcinogens and, of course, the diacetyl, you're eating that. But here,
I haven't seen the warnings. That's not that widespread. Is the EPA doing its job in trying to let the public know that there's a real danger in eating microwave popcorn?
Well, Jim, you know, as you said, there are over 200 million popcorn lovers out there in the United States. You know, that's almost 75% of the population. So, with that many people buying popcorn, you know, we're talking about a multi-billion dollar operation here.
Oh, yeah, huge.
So,
huge.
You know, the EPA has to, you know, of course, they just took it off the market. You probably have a lot of upset people. So they, you know, there'd be some very large companies that would be hurt by financially. So apparently they're giving them some time to do that. But then, you know, here's the other problem that's also, you know, anyone who's ever walked into a room where people have been smoking like the day before and all, you smell this stale smell of smoke that's usually clinging to the walls, the furniture, okay? And
right.
You're breathing it in. Well, this PFOA, since it was airborne, it also will accumulate on the walls of your kitchen. It'll accumulate on the walls of your microwave oven. And so now it doesn't have a smell to it, so you don't understand that you're breathing this carcinogen in, but it also is outgassing just like stale cigarette smoke. Now, every time now you make microwave popcorn, you have this continuing refresher of this material being deposited all over your walls and certainly throughout the microwave oven. And, of course, every time you cook something in a microwave, this will also vaporize what's on the walls, and you'll get a renewed, refreshed amount of this stuff that you're breathing in.
Well, there's some real dangers out there. So you're saying, look, it worked pretty well with your grandmama and with your folks, and they went to the store and bought the popcorn out of a bag, and you popped it on yourself in your kettle, and and to me that tastes so much better anyway. But you're saying do it the old-fashioned way. Don't get into this microwave. That's what you're saying to us, John?
Yeah. First of all, like my book, the name of my book, of course, is Making Perfect Popcorn, and
right.
That's exactly what I offer. And when you say what is, you know, the obvious question is what is perfect popcorn? Well, it's pretty simple, okay? You will find that the kernels are fully popped, okay, meaning they're fluffy balls. They're tasty, mouth-watering delights that simply melt in your mouth, all while giving off this wonderful, intoxicating aroma. And the most important aspect of it, there's no crunchiness. Now, if you read articles on the internet or even when you buy kernels, they give you such a brief a cooking recipe that it's almost impossible to cook it properly. And I think what's happened over the years is people have maybe gone to try with the kernels and they have trouble with crunchiness and because there's various pitfalls that are out there that will affect how indeed you make your popcorn.
Well, let me ask you this, John. Does that mean that's because you're overcooking it, or is it the kind of popcorn you buy?
Well,
and we got
a good question. Here's the thing.
Well, John, excuse me, we just got about a minute, so give me kind of a quick answer if you can.
Okay. All right. Basically, it's the kernels themselves. If you don't get the right kernel, okay, when you buy them. In my book, I review up to 20 different types of kernels, okay? It's very important to get the right kernel.
Right.
Okay? Second thing is the pan itself. The pan, if you don't have the right cooking pan, it will kill your chance of having good popcorn. So the pan should be thin-walled and thin-bottom. And using a gas cooktop is the best. The other cooktops, external electric and, of course, the flat-top cooktops, they work. They're a little harder. I kind of explain in my book how, if you have one of those, exactly how you'd need to prepare everything to do that. But the gas cooktop, on maximum, with the right kernel, with a light pan, light amount of oil, you will get what I just discussed with that wonderful, light, fluffy, melt in your mouth, taste and aroma.
Hey, John Daigle, thank you for being our guest, Making Perfect Popcorn. You can find all about it on our website at jimbrownusa.com. John, thanks for that. You got me all fired up. I'm going to fix some popcorn your way this evening. Take care. Glad you're on the show.
All right, Jim. Well, thanks for having me. I enjoyed it.
Bye-bye. John Daigle, hey, and you know how I cook popcorn? I use white kernel popcorn only. I cook it in maybe grapeseed oil or olive oil, and I put that on a hot skillet. I love it. That's how I've always cooked it. Never going to see me getting microwave popcorn. We're out of time. Jim Brown's Common Sense, our website, www.jimbrownusa.com. Great show today with Governor Ventura. Lots of good topics. See you next time, next same station on the Common Sense Radio Show.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNLive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world.
Camel milk has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best kept health secret ever.